Sunday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. LA Theater Works right here on KPFK.
Hello, this is Martin Sheen, and you're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
Cue the conga playing penguins.
Live at you.
Oh, yeah.
The program is about to begin.
Radio.
Radio.
For the people.
Oh, yeah, it's the Poach Hour Power, KPFK 90.7 FM, 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Woo, in Los Angeles. I think I swallowed a frog right now. From Frog Town.
Oh, dude.
What's up, guys? What's up, everybody? What's up, Steve?
What's up, Eddie? How you doing, man?
What's up, Eddie?
We're all here.
Oh, we just got nicknames now?
Those are our old school names.
Old school? Okay, like Fred.
Before anyone knew who we were Eddie and Steve. And now we're Stevan and Lalo.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Dang, he put the R-E-Y at the end.
He put a hard R-E-Y on that.
I'm like, dang.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm still reeling from last week's show.
Oh, that was amazing.
The Luis Valdez episode shall be forever known as. It was so great. And that's the kind of great programming we bring here on the Poach Hour Power, even during Fun Drive.
That's right.
You see, I worked that in?
Yep. Hey, we got great feedback on it, too. Everybody loved it.
Somebody heard it?
Yeah, my sister. She's like, that's the best show you guys have had in a while. I'm like, you mean we've been wasting our time?
Well, after 20-something years, it's about time, man. But the Luis Valdez documentary, American Pachuco, was amazing, and we've all seen it at this point, right?
Yeah, but don't get it confused for the other movie that's out called Armenian Pachuco, because that's just a knockoff, people.
You know, I bought that DVD at the Glendale Galleria swap meet.
I almost got fooled, but Armenian Pachuco is a little different from.
He's also, like, why is there any Mexicans in
it's
here?
It's also excellent. Yeah, instead of essay, they say bro.
Bro, my friend.
My friend. But anyway, let's not get ejected from the show before we even start. The movie was fantastic. It was I was lucky enough to be on a panel on Sunday night at the Art Theater in Long Beach, along with Luis Valdez, who I told the crowd, we had to bleep Luis Valdez three times last week.
Oh, my God.
And he just looked at me like,
he doesn't even remember.
I think he's like, what show?
Yeah, he just kept referencing his favorite mushroom, the shiitake mushroom.
Oh, great.
Well, he figures at his age, he can say what he wants.
That's right. Zool too.
Oh, Zool got a couple in.
But because you know what? I think he felt comfortable talking to us.
Of course.
And what happens is you let those things slip.
But you know, so I saw the film, and my main commentary, it was Luis Valdez, Evelina Fernandez, Michelle Cicados from the LA local news platform, and also I Kian Mas. There was someone else there too that was great. Oh yeah, David Alvarado, the director, writer, producer, director of this great documentary about Luis Valdez's life and his artistic achievements. And it was just an amazing. But I came out of that after the screening. I hated Hollywood more than ever.
Oh, my God.
To see all the things that Luis Valdez had to go through so long ago and that he fought through all that, you know, like he did have to address, you know, Lou Diamond Phillips' casting. Which was a little controversial at the time.
Look, we were all holding his feet to the coals when he came up with that.
Yeah. And
it was, yeah, it's the pressures of
Hollywood.
Getting the story out.
Yeah, yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's kind of like, Hollywood.
All I got to say is, at least it wasn't John Stamos. It could have been John Stamos.
Ooh. It could have been, because he was up and running. Just like Telly Savalas played Pancho Villa in one of the old movies.
Sure.
Because they couldn't get a Mexican, so they got Telly, who's a Greek, and close enough for Hollywood back in the 60s or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's why Hollywood's always been like the plantation system for actors. Like, you gotta know how to pick your roles and pick your lettuce in the field of acting. That's what we called it back in the day, of being a stereotype actor in Hollywood. But I think they're trying to get more woke. Hollywood, as a larger extent of what's happening, it's not just a bunch of people who think that, minorities are beneath them and don't deserve real roles. But it kind of seems that way sometimes.
Well, and that's the feeling I got.
And a lot of times.
Confirmed everything I felt coming out of that movie. But still feeling proud and really telling Luis what we said here on the show that I said about, you know, Luis was the, you know, he's the original Chicano artist that broke into the mainstream and was a role model for the rest of us. And of course he had to deal with all that stuff, but he's still, you know, working. And as you could tell, here on the show, he's 84 or 86. I mean, he looks amazing and he sounded amazing on our show and he looked amazing in person, and his wife Lupa too. And they, just have gone through everything. But then I saw the stage manager. Is he the stage manager from Teatro Campesino, Phil Esparza? And I told him, I go, Phil, I'm getting PTSD just looking at you, man. And he said, give it to me.
He put you through the process.
Yeah, we went through,
I know you were down at Teatro.
Yeah, I was down at Teatro for the residency. It took me 20 years to remember how to say
like
that
your,
word.
He was like your boot camp sergeant.
He was, the scary, boot camp drill instructor who put us through the paces. Luckily, he was not our director, and we eventually got another stage manager. But Phil just laid down the law. He used to ride a motorcycle around, and he was like a cowboy that would yell at everybody. And he was there at the screen. It was great. He's in the movie, and it was great to see him, see these living icons still working and making art and opening doors still for everybody. So, enough about our great show.
but we do have to say, though, Luis's story about being in the fields and creating his own plays with the potatoes and that was crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. That's the best story he told on the show. It's not even in the movie. Just kind of show, like, he liked to put on little plays for the kids and stuff. I wanted to hear about Mr. Papa, the original Mr. Potato Head.
I think he's gonna sue Hasbro for the for the copyright on Potato Head. Like,
I'm sorry, he's an Anglo potato.
Mr. Chicano Potato Head, no.
Come on. Mr.
Papachuco.
You know Mr. Hasbro was watching the watching him out there, and he said, "Ooh, what's that kid doing? That's a great idea."
And you know what? The original potato head just came with the little eyes and stuff that you could put into the nose. Real potato because it was a Depression-era toy kit for poor Irish kids and Americans who were undeserving of plastic toys.
It failed because they ate the potato.
And the problem, I know, yeah, no the food. Problem is right now that we are running out of potatoes, we're running out of money, and we are at the last
bottom of the potato sack.
Bottom of the potato sack here.
You don't even have potatoes.
KPFK, KPFA, KPFK, all the KPFs throughout the Pacifica network. We are in a stranglehold of trying to actually bring you stuff that's real.
That's right. We need the papas.
We need the papas. We need the
big papas.
And the mamas, too, especially.
We need more than that, man. We need your silver. We need your gold.
Silver.
We need your platinum. We need your lithium. And please send us your prescriptions because I know we're all off our rocker these days.
Yes, and we've got.
Let's keep it real. We just need money, people.
And, you know, we do have lots of stuff to offer as a
thank
you.
Besides this empty rhetoric?
Of yes, this potato-based comedy. We've got Los Tucanes tickets, all you fans of Los Tucanes, $100. War, one of our favorite bands that have been here in many configurations, and I've seen. We have performed with them. We've seen them. We've had them on the show. War LP, the War LP is $60. The War 50th anniversary concert, woo, $100. And we also have Cindy Santana's CD. And that is Carlos Santana's wife has a CD for $65, an LP for $100. These are great prices. You can also join. Mm-hmm. Just join the damn station. Come mm-hmm. on. Join us. And you will be as clever and witty as us. And you get a free potato. So
no,
join.
But here's the truth, man.
But what's the monthly? Like,
here's
what's the
truth.
Monthly if you join?
What's the monthly?
$25?
$25
or $30?
Yeah, $25.
Yeah.
The truth is, look, we have mere scraps to offer you, but because what we really need, man, is for y'all to just kick in. We don't have
like we're getting a keg back in the day. Who's kicking
yeah,
in?
Yeah, we are the keg.
Yeah,
Bojo Hour Power is the keg. You gather around.
And we're tapped.
And we're asking you to kick in a little bit, man.
We're tapped both ways.
We're getting tapped seven ways to Sunday at this place. And we really need you to call in. And, Jeffrey, I know you're better with the number than I am. Because you know why?
Why?
I hate the phone number.
818-589.
No, 985.
985-5735. My dyslexia kicked in.
Oh, man. I have number dyslexia,
oh, my Lord.
Too.
This is going to be the worst pitch hour ever. Listen, guys. We really need you all to pull in for the Pocha Hour Power this hour.
Yes,
we this are. Hour. Because the last week, even though we had the best show.
Yes.
This is the second best show.
We had the sorriest amount of support from our listenership. Like, nobody really kicked in, man. And now we really need you to support. We're asking you now
to call in and
just give us some money. Because, listen, we're not going to be on the air long. Trump's coming for us.
Yeah.
They're all coming for us.
We on a list.
That's right. They're coming for all of us.
Not only that, you know, Jeffrey just told me he had the last address that Epstein and Trump had a meeting at. And he's under subpoena now because if he gives it up, he might disappear. He might disappear
again
if we don't get enough money to hide him from his twerking class. It's the only place that he goes to every week.
That's a front for everything else I do.
And everyone knows that BB,
twerk up front.
BB is this after is him. Back.
Twerky's the front.
He's got the Israel Trump connection.
Oh, man.
In his G-string.
Look, the real thing is this. We're community people, and we support the community. And every day we support with we have attorneys on there, immigration attorneys on there. We help. We feed the community with plays that are going on, concerts that are going on. I mean, we do all this for the people. And today, we need a community to help us.
That's right. And 818-985-5735, option two, I hear, is the way to go. To donate to KPFK. So call in 818-985-5735. But speaking of community,
yes,
you know who we got on the line?
Who we got?
We got from the community of Mexico City.
Oh, dang.
We have our Mexico City correspondent, our man in Latin America that does not work for the CIA. It is Frank Contreras.
Cue the music. Cue the music, boys. the music, boys. The music.
Ahí viene Frank Contreras.
Here we go again.
Ahí viene Frank Contreras. Con tacos.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to the Pocho Hour Power.
I'm so glad to be here. The amazing show that nobody donates to. Why? Why is that?
Might it be us?
What? No, you guys are the maraschino cherries on top of the cake.
That's the KPF cake.
Yeah, the KPF cake. Come on, guys. Listeners, please, we're going to pause before I bring you this amazing news from Mexico. But we want your help. We need your help. We want you to donate to this amazing station. It's unusual. It's been on the air for decades and decades.
It is unusual.
Yeah, it is. It is. I listen all the time on an app called Radio Garden. I listen to your sister station up north in Berkeley. And you guys are great. It's an amazing show. Great broadcasting done all day long. And this show, it's got to be one of the best, right?
So some say.
My stomach's growling. yeah, come on, guys. Help us out. Listeners, join in today. Donate a couple of bucks.
That's
break
right.
the massive record that we created last week.
Yeah, that's right. Join in and call 818-985-5735. If you love Patricia Guadalupe, if you love Frank Contreras, if you love the other Contreras guy we have on here named Russell, if you love Meredith Brown, immigration attorney of great renown, if you love all our guests that we have, every Chicano play that's ever played in L.A., if all the bands that have played any quinceañera, you name it, and all the music stars, all the actors, all the famous comedians, we've had them all, or most of them, here on the Pocho Hour Power, because we love to curate a very eclectic, very fun show. It's really like, what do we like? That's what we put on the show. What do we enjoy hearing? And there's no other show that puts on what we put on, because I don't really enjoy all that many other radio shows. So Frank Contreras speaks the truth. Frank, what is going on in Mexico City?
Well, I came up with a few stories for you guys this week. We're keeping a close eye on what's taking place with ICE arrests. I'm the serious guy, by the way, on the show, right? I'm the guy, the one with the snarl on his face.
Yeah.
Investigating around, sniffing around, looking for news around Latin America. And Mexico reported that another Mexican citizen has died after being arrested by ICE. This is Prisciliano Trejo, 29 years old. He was suffering from leukemia, guys. He died last week in Georgia in a hospital after spending weeks confined in an immigration and customs enforcement detention center. And this is a pretty startling news to his family. You can imagine the Mexican government, as you guys know, we reported here on the Pocho Hour of Power, the Mexican government has already called the United States government out in courts of law there in the U.S. 17 deaths now, or maybe this is 18, of Mexican nationals during ICE operations or ICE after ICE arrests. And Mexico has filed 20 criminal complaints with state prosecutors. And Mexico has even sought intervention from the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. They're looking for an investigation from the High Commissioner there. So this is the story of Prisciliano Trejo. His case was, he was detained in North Carolina and transferred to a detention center called Stewart Detention Center. According to immigrants' rights organizations, he began feeling very bad. around July 6th and requested medical attention. The ICE agents failed to provide that necessary care for 8 days. 8 days they left this man suffering this way. And they finally transferred him to a hospital on July 13th. By July 15th, he was in a coma. And the news came out that this man passed. So this is another terrible, sad story of a Mexican migrant man in the United States who tried to go there to change his life, maybe contribute something to the U.S., and he has lost his life.
And ICE seems to enjoy getting very sick people on their way to their doctor's appointments and on their way to their treatment that they need to live, and then letting them languish and get ill, die. It's a crime. It's horrible, and this needs to stop.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad story here. Mexico's keeping a very close eye on what's taking place with nationals there in the United States, people who have been arrested, keeping as close track as possible. Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes people are lifted off the streets from places like Los Angeles or southern Arizona, where I'm from, or New Mexico, anywhere in the United States, and taken to these detention centers. Sometimes we don't hear from them again. So a very strange situation taking place in the United States. Immigration is a global issue. You guys know this. It's not just happening in the Americas. It's happening all over the world. One city that's making news this week is in northern Africa. It's a city that's actually under the control of the Spanish government. And it's a city called Ceuta. Back in 2008, guys, I visited Ceuta. I was in Spain out of luck, chance, whatever, and I decided to cross the Strait of Gibraltar and go over to northern Africa to see what is this little place called Ceuta. It's a beach town, and there it's been a place for many years now where a lot of migrants come from all over northern Africa. So I spent a week on the beach there, just kind of camping out with the migrants, trying to listen to their stories. They're telling me about what it was like to migrate from places like Algeria and different parts of Africa. And we made some paella and just hung out on the sand for a while, and I listened to their stories. This week, Ceuta is back in the news. 60,000 migrants crossed over to Ceuta from Morocco recently. This has been really provoking a tremendous migration crisis there. Some migrants swam several miles through the sea and faced authorities who turned them back with water cannon, tear gas, warning shots. Sounds like people don't like migrants.
Is this the footage people, men, mostly young men, running, right?
Yeah.
And past the fence, and it looks like a riot. And right-wingers are using this to, you know, act like this is happening in Bridgeport, Connecticut or something, when in fact it is in North Africa.
Yeah, North Africa. This is a place that has been under the control of Spain since the 1500s. It's a place that Spain.
We
has
know
sort
what
of
that's like, right? Zul?
Yeah, Mexico could tell you a little bit about what that's like. And this has been a place where lots of migrants have been coming for many, many years. As we said, they're coming from places like Morocco. On the Moroccan side of the border, security forces there also clashed with the migrants. There was lots of chaos and rippling effects, people fighting in the streets, and it provoked a lot of backlash from the European Commission. The European Commissioner President Ursula von Leyen said the images from Ceuta are unacceptable. She said, "We cannot allow anyone to come into our union, the European Union, without abiding to our rules. We're going to go after smuggling networks," they say. And you know, this is just another story of migration from around the world. There were at least 57 people who died in this mass effort of people to try to make their way to this northern town in Africa, Ceuta. So quite a powerful story. We don't really
see an international issue with immigration is just shrinking and shrinking, because America used to welcome people, and now our context for even allowing immigrants, I mean, Trump has just been closing it down.
For certain immigrants.
I'd like to know how Steve Hilton got into this country.
Come on now.
I'm concerned.
Well, we know how. He had a complexion of protection.
What? The complexion of protection. Is that like the magic ring from the Lord of the Rings?
Come on, man. You already know.
Oh, my God.
The cloak of invisibility. Yeah, I guess that's the field of how we're going to deal with this now. Especially when it comes, I mean, look, we're looking at the problems of immigration that are happening internationally, but we all know the United States used to be a place where refugees could come.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
That's being closed down on a hardcore level.
Completely, completely.
It's really sad, man.
We're sending people back to have been here 20 years.
Or more, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, deportations of people who have legal status.
Yep.
That is just not acceptable.
Frank, what else is going on in Mexico City, Latin America, Northern Africa?
Northern Africa, wherever. We're keeping an eye on a story coming out of Brazil this week, guys. It turns out that the United States Secretary of the what do you guys call it? The Foreign Relations? What is that? The Secretary of
not Secretary of State.
I don't know. They're getting rid of everybody.
Secretary of State in the United States. It's
Marco Rubio.
Yeah. His team created a special map for an event that was taking place in Brazil. It's a global gathering to fight AIDS and the AIDS problem that still is rampant in many parts of the world. And so the United States government created a special map of Africa. And it turns out that they got every single country wrong. They put it in the wrong place on the wrong part of the map completely. And Brazilians had a ball with that. They took lots of photos. It went viral in South Africa, South America, and other parts of Latin America, the United States government.
They labeled South Africa as South America, so that was embarrassing, too. But, yeah, that's
strange anecdotes here on the Poacher of Power. One other story we're keeping an eye on is that story from the National Autonomous University that happened this month here in Mexico City. You guys know that university. It's called UNAM, the National Autonomous University, UNAM in Spanish acronym. This month, Mexico's most prestigious university confronted a major cheating crisis, guys. Every summer, UNAM holds a huge entrance exam, and this year, more than 150,000 high school student graduates took that exam, hoping to enter this amazing university, one of the oldest in the Americas. And for the first time ever, UNAM decided to put this year's exam online. And guess what? It turns out that maybe half of those more than 150,000 students cheated on the exam. Oh. They were caught cheating.
Jeffrey's applauding. Good job, kids.
A lot of them used AI. They were told they shouldn't be doing that, but lots of them were caught. When analysts observed the statistics of the numbers of people who did excellent on the exam, it turned out to be far higher number than most years in the past.
Yes.
This is something that happens every summer, I should say, the entrance exam, not the cheating part, nor the online part. That's all
they
brand new.
They should have given them a map of Africa and said, name these countries.
Name these countries. follow the U.S. government's map. Today, UNAM officials announced that all of the applicants who passed this year's entrance exam for this premier public university will be required to take the test all over again. Some of them studied for months. Yeah.
Damn.
Some of them studied for months.
So they caught some.
Right.
They caught a few, yeah.
And they caught half, or they half fail, or
it looks like about half.
Wow. You guys blew it, man. Come on.
Yeah, they really blew it.
Don't you know you gotta miss a couple to make it look good?
No.
Can't get them all right.
Don't copy off Jeff's paper.
Well, I'm missing a couple.
They say that cheating is a sign of intelligence.
But, you ain't trying to cheat. You ain't trying to win.
But they only say that until you get caught.
Not that I promote cheating. I'm just saying.
He's promoting winning.
That's right.
That's only a sign of intelligence until you get caught, man.
Hey, Trump cheated and won. Why can't the kids?
That's you know, you're right.
I got busted. Guys, experts earlier this week reviewed the results, and they found that, at least half of the nearly 160,000 exams were probably you know, by cheaters. Administrators had suspended admissions while they were investigating. So now this is going to affect the whole incoming class of this mass university. They call it Universidad Ciudad, no, Ciudad Universitaria. It's like a university city. It's so big. It's like over 300,000 students here in Mexico City, one of the biggest university populations
in the world. Are they the ex-graduates of Trump Business School? Or
they're all going to apply for that school now.
I think calling them cheaters is harsh. I would call them kids that...
Finaglers.
That really tried.
Rule benders.
Thinking outside the box.
Kids that really tried really, really hard. Oh, my God.
This was UNAM's first admissions exam administered online, guys, and it required students to use webcam cameras. But it turns out that some online services were actually selling tips on how they could cheat. They said, put your cell phone outside
the online
camera.
That's what I was thinking.
Have a friend sitting next to you who takes the test for you.
Yep. Ain't saying I've done that, but yes, I've heard these.
Well, Frank, I would hate to be a cheater, but what I want to ask you is, like, do you think it's cheating if people give us money to stay on the air here at Torture Hour Power?
No, that's an easy. I know the answer to that test. What is it? 818? What?
818-95-5735.
But why do you think people should even give us a dime?
I think they should give you guys pesos. I think viewers love this show, right? Come on. Don't we have some of the highest ratings in Southern California on this station right now?
Yeah. If you ever cheated in high school or college, you should be giving us money.
That's right.
Because I support that.
You could not have gotten where you're at.
I'm telling you right now. I'm thinking outside the box. That's a challenge. When you say that you can't cheat on my test, I took that as a challenge.
What a great intellect it takes.
Oh, I can't cheat? Well, let's see what happens.
Well, call in. The cheat number is 818-985-5735. Cheat code.
Cheat line.
And Frank, I don't know if you want to hang on. We have to go to a short break, and I'm going to name a couple names of people that donated some money.
Yes, sir.
As a motivator. And would you stick around. Will you stick around, man?
Oh, yeah.
We're not deporting you, Frank. We want you to stay.
Because we know you cheated to get in your position. We support you, buddy.
We support
you. I snuck across the border, but from the north to the south.
All right. We're talking to Frank Contreras live from Mexico City, as we do every week just about, here on the Pocho Hour Power on KPFK 90.7 FM. Let's go to a short break. And our friend Speedy Gonzalez with the Speedy Gonzalez Sports Report will be on. And just hang out and think of ways to cheat. 818-955-5735. Pocho.
For KPFK, this is Charlie Gonzalez. The Dodgers won their home series against the Seattle Mariners, taking 2 out of 3 games. Edwin Diaz closed the final 2 games, earning a save on Wednesday night in his first game back since April. Tonight, the Dodgers begin a 3-game home series versus the Boston Red Sox. First pitch from Edgardo Henriquez is at 7:10. The MLB trade deadline is on Monday, and the Dodgers are expected to make big moves to improve their already loaded roster. The Sparks return to the court on Sunday at 12:30 on NBC against the Portland Fire, with Kelsey Plum expected to return from injury. This has been Charlie Gonzalez with your KPFK High Speed Sports Update.
Tune in for some fresh raps and classic cuts right here on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and beyond on some breakbeats and rhymes.
Breakbeats and rhymes. Big things, baby, yo.
Breakbeats and rhymes radio.
Hey, yo, yo, y'all can't stand right here. In his right hand was your man's worst nightmare. Loud enough to burst his right eardrum close range. The game is not only dangerous, but it's most strange.
Heard every Friday night from 10 to midnight.
Break beats and rhymes hosted by Rebels to the Grain.
Fridays from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Break beats and rhymes.
Break beats and rhymes.
KPFK, break beats and rhymes. It's good for your mind.
You know we stay hungry for them break beats and rhymes. A safe favorite for MCs to shine. I stay tuned in, yeah, all the time. Move them Rebels to the Grain, stuck in the trees, getting high.
Breaks, beats, and rhymes.
It's nothing but breaks,
beats, and rhymes.
It's all about breaks, beats, and rhymes.
Hi, this is Lonnie Jordan from the band War, and you're listening to the Pocho Hour of Power.
Hey. Oh, yeah, we back. KPFK 90.7 FM, Pocho Hour of Power.
Orale, everyone. We need you to call in, 818-955-7735, just like a couple of listeners did. I'm going to let you know that Gloria Curiel donated $100.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you, Gloria.
Yes,
thank
Gloria.
You, Gloria.
We love
Linda
you.
Pochismo right there.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. And, oh, we got a couple more. Let me see. that's right. We got $100 from Nancy in Woodland Hills. And I'm supposed to read the rest of this?
Hilarious.
She says she loves me. Is that what? All right. Yeah. She also loves you guys. I don't know if I should read the rest of this, but her quote is, "We are all the same." That's right.
That's
we're
right.
We're all the same.
That's right.
Whether you cheat or not.
That's right.
We all end up in the same place.
That's right. Just be creative with your cheating. That's all I'm saying.
That's
don't be lazy.
Right. And she loves the Pocho Hour Power. Thank you so much. And okay, I'm going to read what it says.
What's it say?
It says, Nancy from Woodland Hills. She says she was white and grew up rich and loves the Pocho Hour Power.
Yes. All right. Yes, we love Nancy.
We need a few more billionaires like that.
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy.
A thousandaires. Yeah.
Listen, we're all the same. And I got to say, we have another donation from a man that you might know who he is. He donated $200. Thank you, Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown. Yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah.
Thanks,
no, that's not like a detective from the 1970s blaxploitation film. It is Jackson Brown, the musician. And thank you for listening to the Pocho Hour Power. We really appreciate all the help you've given us over
the
right.
years. That's right. Isn't that brown shoes and speed?
It's a brown power to brown power right
yes,
here.
Yes, that's what we're going down.
That's right. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
And what's up?
We're trying to keep the world from becoming a ghetto, but if you do
yes.
want to give us $60, you can get the LP by War called The World is a Ghetto.
Just round up.
I'm just saying.
Just round up for
ironically.
60. Yeah, round up. We just, all rounding up.
Just give us some money. You look, I could cry on cue if you put if you put pepper spray in my eyes, I can do it. I can do it. I mean, that was the best. That's the
that
best
was
I can
it?
Do.
Look,
all
I just
right.
want to say,
that's
if you cheated on your taxes, we should get $100 from you.
That's right.
God, that's karma.
Look, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Cheating on your taxes is the American way.
You got a lot more than $100.
Yes, you did. So we should get 10%.
That's right.
Well, I'm just saying. The Pocho Hour Power should get 10% of your cheated revenue.
Look, I think our listenership knows this. We are usually try to alleviate the pain
mm-hmm.
of Fun Drive
yes.
by bringing guests in.
Well.
But the thing is that our guests, we've been doing so good on guests.
Yes, we have.
We're not doing so good on listener
on
support
cash.
For
right.
our show.
Money.
And we really need
Moolah.
You to put your money
mm-hmm.
where,
pesos.
Where the show
where
is.
Our mouth is.
Because,
yes.
Because right now, guess what?
What?
People, if you actually are out there listening to our show
yeah.
and support it.
And the radio still
we
on.
Are mm-hmm. at the bottom of the totem pole here.
The
as
bottom?
As far as pulling in money.
Oh.
And people are saying that nobody likes our show.
What?
That our supporters don't support it.
What?
They
and
don't
yet-
want to give us a dollar. They don't want to give us a nickel. They don't want to call in right now.
818-985-5735 with your nickels, dollars, and tax cheating
look, we will
money.
Revenue.
We'll take
tithing.
We'll take
tithe the Pilcher Hour Power.
Oh, the Reverend Jeffrey's in town.
At this too. Point, and I hate to say this, but we would take a Chick-fil-A coupon.
No.
No, the phone lines are not equipped
cash.
For that, but
we
we'll
need
take
cash.
That.
Wait, we just got nixed on that.
Hey, I'm watching you guys eating popcorn. You guys are hilarious, I should say. Hey, let me try to transcribe some of this into words.
Yeah, here. Thank you.
Yeah, so, hey, folks, we do have some offers here. We have War LPs, and we have all the greatest War LPs, Why Can't We Be Friends,
uh-huh.
Galaxy. This is for a $60 donation.
Wow. Round up.
Uh-huh, and so Why Can't We Be Friends, $60 donation. donation, all day music, $60.
Wow.
Deliver the
That's
world.
That's my jam right there.
Yeah, and the world is a ghetto, so call now. But we do have one that's called Now Playing on red vinyl. So if you guys are collectors out there and want War, it's their greatest hits. Got songs like Me and Baby Brother, Why Can't We Be Friends, Low Rider, The World is a Ghetto, Galaxy on red vinyl. So we have five of those at a $60 donation. And then the War 50th Anniversary Concert. And this is happening over there at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. And this is October 23rd, Friday, 8 p.m. Go to opac.org for more information. And we are offering those tickets for a $100 donation with opening act Poncho Sanchez. And then we have the Cindy Santana CD that we're offering for a $100 donation. And this is signed by Cindy. And can people listen to this just for a second?
Yeah.
So we can get an idea of what we're talking about.
Get up, Cindy.
Man, that's a jam right there.
Woo!
Right?
Santana.
That woke me up.
What are they smoking over there at the Santana house?
Or drinking.
Or drinking.
The tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, from her CD called Coherence. And this is signed by Cindy Blackman. $100 donation. It's not even out yet, so we have it right here. So call KPFK at 818-985-5735. But guys, we also have tickets to Los Tucanes de Tijuana happening at the Pacific Amphitheater. And I should say support for the Pocho Hour Power comes in part from the Oxnard Performing Arts Center and Convention Center presenting War Friday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. Further information at opac.org.
Thank you.
And let's listen to a little bit of Los Tucanes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Get my boots out.
Se mueve, arriba que le toquen. Ella baila de todo, nunca pierde su trote.
Jeff knows La Chona.
Come on, Ace, put me to sleep to this.
And he woke up wanting more.
They laid you on the chairs at the party?
Yes.
Yes, folks. So, hey, if you support the Pocho Hour Power, you listen every Friday at 3 o'clock and love the show and love the guests that we have. Hey, support us because we do have a goal and we are approximately $500 short. So we do have $500 in the pot now. We want to match that. So that means five of you calling up right now and pledging that $100 or one-time pledge of $500, but that'll help us reach our goal, and that'll make management happy about the Pocho Hour Power because they're right here at the door with the police. And if
police, hey, I tell you what, if you donate $200, we'll bring you online on the Pocho Hour Power live.
Can I just get 20 people to give us $5?
Yeah.
Is that an easier ask?
Right now, 200. Right now, if you donate to right now,
20 people.
200. We'll put you on the Pocho Hour right now. Wait, call in.
Do we need $200? Five people to do 200? Or can we? Wait, I don't. I'm so bad at math. Jeffrey,
yeah, you
I'm
must
lost.
Have cheated when you was in when you was in school.
Call in 818-985-5735. We need your support.
Yeah.
Donate $25, $50. Get $60. We'll get you the why can't we be friends? Come on. All the War hits.
Like,
these are awesome thank you gifts. All day music.
The world is a ghetto.
The world is a ghetto. I mean, come on, folks. $60 would get you a lot and support the Pocho Hour Part. Look at this. Oh, man.
It's vinyl.
They gave us all the vinyl albums.
This vinyl is collected.
All day music.
This is real.
You know, these are all going to Gary's house.
Deliver the word.
Oh, my Lord. This is original. These are vinyl.
Dude.
Why Can't We Be Friends?
Why Can't We Friends is a classic album that. Cover.
Look at that. Look at that artwork. $60.
But also, look, man, I know we have a lot of listeners who just can't afford.
Come on, DJs. You know you need this.
But you know what? You can pick up the phone and you can say, I'll give you $5. You can do it right now. Just give us a little support. Maybe $5.
$5. It's inflation, baby.
You
can call
up, give us $5. What would they, if someone just wanted to say, hey, I can't afford the $60, but I want to support Butcher Hour Power. How can I just give you $5? What would they have to do, Jeffrey?
Skip one
did
burrito.
Did they call a phone number or what?
818-985-5735. Option 2. But $5, it's inflation. That got to at least be 25.
That's right. Bean and cheese burritos are like $10
Come
now.
On.
And regular burritos are like $15.
Where are you getting your bean and cheese burritos? Because,
well, those are slightly fancy ones.
Because he gets fancy bean and cheese.
We get ones that don't make us sick. That's why.
Okay. Now you guys are turning me off.
Now you're going to cry.
818-985-5735. Option 2. Call in right now. For $100, you get the LP, Cindy Santana. $65 gets you the CD for Cindy Santana. Right now we're listening to Los Tucanes de Tijuana. You should have seen Jeff. For $1,000, Jeff will dance La Chona at your next quinceañera. Or Christmas party, or in front of the ICE facility to terrorize
I'd
them.
I'd do it in front of the ICE facility. I'd do that.
$100 gets you tickets to see Los Tucanes de Tijuana Pacific Amphitheater. It's the OC Fair, I guess, center.
Yeah.
You get tickets to the fair, too, as well. So you get to enjoy the music and walk around, take the Ferris wheel.
Visit your goats.
And also, man, we're also asking listeners out there who support but can't afford these $60 prices, you can call in and give us $5. You can call us and give us whatever, man. It all counts, and it will all add up, and it will all help us stay on the air and keep doing this show for you and being here and showing out for the community, which is what we do every Friday, which is what we have been doing for the last 23 years. For the last 25 years, right, Lalo?
Just about.
How long we've been doing this?
Way too long.
Way too long. They'll probably bury us inside of this closet we call the radio station.
They're going to put your urns up here.
But listen, man, nobody's getting rich here.
We're here
just
earn
trying to provide
money.
Rich
information.
That's right. We want to keep the station going. We got to keep... We got to pay the bills. We got to pay for this all this tape that's holding together these microphones and the
818
the headphones.
985-5735. Hey, we got a fundraising update. We just got $50 more.
Yeah.
So we are still $500 short of our goal. So we need somebody out there. How about five of you pledging that $100 or 10 of you pledging that $50 to help the Pocho Hour of Power? You know, last week we had Luis Valdez.
Killed
how big is that?
Killed huge. It.
That's huge. Killed it. And he talked about, you know, American Pachuco, not to be confused with Armenian Pachuco, which is out now. 818-985-5735. In the background, we hear War. And we are offering the War albums as well as War Live at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. And this is October 23rd. That's two tickets. So we'll get you those two tickets and make a weekend of it over there at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center.
That's
get there on a Friday and spend the whole weekend there in Oxnard and hang out. Yeah.
Chicas is the place, man. And, we got one more caller in right now. I think I am contractually obligated to read this. We got a donation from Lorena Valenzuela.
Lorena.
Yeah, and it says there's no donation number on here. That's fine, but it says quote, and I'll act it out. The things I do for Lalo. I have no idea what that means, but thank you, Lorena Valenzuela, for donating to the Pocho Hour Power and keeping KPFK going. This is a community resource that not many communities have. They have to listen to other stations in other towns. Yep. And yeah, the internet's great for that.
Ah.
But locally, driving around, man, you get to put on KPFK.
Come on now.
Get to hear our great guests and our great music that we put on during your afternoon Friday commute. But there's, you know, there's so many great shows, world music shows, and
yep.
everything you can listen to all day long here on KPFK 90.7 FM. And that's why we need you to call in on the Pocho Hour Power. Hey,
and the history of Pacifica Network, from George Carlin to all the old school right. people who had radio shows here.
Richard Pryor.
It goes way back into the 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, the history of this free speech, community radio.
That's right. So
it's very, very important. And we are on the verge of losing this very sacred thing.
Freedom
that we
of
call
speech.
Freedom of speech on the airwaves.
That's right.
And we are in danger.
They're coming for us. So call in 818-955-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Option two.
Option two. Because people, you know, we do not take corporate funding. That's why we're freedom of speech and we can say what we want and we can tell the truth. Unlike these, like, you know, CNN and Fox and them, they got corporate funding. They're told what they have to say. We're not told. That's why we can have the people on that we have on.
That's
and
right.
get the facts and get the truth and get the realism, what is going on out there.
We're people funded, listener funded, beautiful people.
Yes, of all colors of the rainbow.
I can tell. Like Nancy Woodland Hill says, we are all the same.
Yes.
That is the truth.
But you know what's not the same? It's green. And we need that green.
818-955-5735. Come on, we got lots of space on the line. Call in right now.
818-985-5735.
He did it.
Woo! Call in. I finally
option two
is the number.
No, you didn't. You cheated. You look at the dang thing on the board right
there. Oh, here. I can't even see it. You know, yeah, I'm a cheater.
$60 pledge will get you the LP for Why Can't We Be Friends, or All Day Music, or Deliver the World, or The World is a Ghetto. The World is a Ghetto has that song, title song, and also Cisco Kid. It was the number one pop album of the year, 4 times platinum. Come on, this super gold record. Call in. There's only limited amounts of them, so hurry up. At $60 will get you that. Come on, you could drop that in Amoeba. And you'll get like a copy with some jelly on the
come on,
label.
And they're going to charge you like $40 just for one.
Yeah, that's right. So get it brand new here.
Yeah, we are looking at brand new wax. We're looking at LPs. These are collectibles.
Why can't we be friends? I mean, that's right. Got Soul on there, Low Rider.
I don't know.
Come on, Heartbeat, Lotus Blossom.
Speaking of Heartbeat, hey, is Frank Contreras still with us?
What's up, Frank?
Frank
is there.
Frank, I can hear you listening all the way from Mexico City. Can you tell the people in a 1 minute rant why it's important to support KPFK?
Well, I just think there's nothing like it. Where else do you get a radio show like this, right?
That's right. It's not allowed.
The border. It's not allowed in some places. It's not. It's illegal or whatever. But yeah, we listen to this show regularly. We're part of it. We create it for you. And you know, I just want to say thanks to the people who have already given. That's Gloria Curiel, $100, Nancy in Woodland Hills. Did you say Jackson Brown?
Yes,
we did.
That's right. Jackson Brown? Wow, thank you, Jackson Brown. Amazing. I'm a big fan. Lorena Valenzuela and War for donating albums. You know, this is all great stuff, people, so we really need your help. We really need it. Come on. Just help us out. As the fellas here say, just even $5 from each of you will help us, you know, turn over that number we're trying to reach here,
right.
That goal we're reaching this hour. Just, what is it, $1,000 or something?
Hey, I got that.
Get inside your couch. Look for the loose change.
Come on, San Gabriel Valley.
And don't take it to the coin store down at your local grocery store. Just, you know, put it in an envelope and send it to us. And don't even, if you can't.
Hey, guys, we got breaking news. The tickets are $75 for War in Oxnard at the Performing Arts Center. So that's 2 tickets. We originally announced 100, but they brought it down to 75 because we want to get you in the house.
All right.
So, folks, pledge that $75 to go see War for their 50th anniversary greatest hits with opening act Poncho Sanchez. And you can go to this incredible show. I got to say, guys, we only have about 7 minutes left. Oh, so what is it going to take for you to go to your phone, pick it up and pledge for the Pocho Hour Power. KPFK is public radio. We started this in 1949 and folks followed. We told you about Project 2025. Now you're listening, you're paying attention now, and you heard it on KPFK. So we stayed on the air throughout COVID and we're still here. 818-985-5735. Get yourself a t-shirt for a $60 donation, right. A KPFK mug, a tote bag, anything that you could do and afford to get us to that goal of $1,000, which we are about now $425 short. So
Come on, people. We have
somebody on the line now, so we're hoping they're pledging and not ordering a pizza. So 818-985-5735 is the number, option two, or you can pledge online at kpfk.org and get one of these vinyls that we have. But the one I'm interested in, which is right here, for a $60 donation, you get red vinyl. This is War's Greatest Hits on red vinyl with all the hits. And, of course, we do have that Cindy Blackman Santana CD for that $100 donation, which is signed. And all that helps the Pocho Hour Power and KPFK stay on the air.
La Ruca de Santana, man. Yeah. Everyone, you know, Santana, Carlos Santana supported the station. I actually saw him at KPFA.
What?
On the rooftop in Berkeley, yeah. On the rooftop where you go and you have a smoke break.
Right, he's there with, I don't want to name no names.
Yeah, we were all there. That's how long we known each other.
Yeah.
You know, we stayed on the air during COVID, and we're on the air right now during the...
War.
During the chorro lettuce epidemic, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Lettuce that gives you
explosion.
Chorro. That's why I eat my tacos with no lettuce.
Don't go to Taco Bell.
No, yeah, don't go to Taco Bell. Don't go to Taylor Farms. We don't need the chorro that the Trump administration is giving us. And the way to fight back is to support the Pocho Hour of Power,
yes,
and all shows on KPFK, because we are the resistance. We are the resistance of artists, of audio engineers, of
that's
DJs,
right,
of random cholos like us.
Yes.
And we are putting out all this great information, giving the people a voice. And you know what? We need your support to keep this going. So please call 818-985-5735, option 2, 818-95-KPFK. Call in.
Yes, we got a pledge from Robert Contreras.
Woo!
No relation,
you,
I guess.
All right.
And did we say Gloria, Nancy, Michael has pledged, and Zareth also. Thank you for pledging.
And you know, when artists stop being able to speak the truth,
yeah,
that's the end of democracy.
That's right.
And so you gotta keep this station going, KPFK. You gotta support. You gotta help. Where are my NFL people at? Where are my low riders, individual car clubs? Where y'all at?
Yeah, that's right.
Can we promote y'all? Come out here and give us a couple dollars.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, people.
Come on. Uh-oh, uh-oh. There goes Jeff.
There goes. There goes. There goes. Come on.
All right, hit the moves.
Hey, I think Jeff went to the Stevie Wonder School of Dance.
Come on, forget twerking.
He's got his eyes closed.
Shades.
Forget twerking.
Jeff is working, not twerking.
Come on, KPFK 818-985-5735. Option 2, people. We need your money.
That's right.
We just need a little bit. Look, I know nobody can afford a lot of money because everybody poor right now. We are in a downturn of economy. We understand that you can't just give us $100. You can't just give us $60. You can't give us $50. But you can give us $5. You can call right now and support this radio show.
$10.
And you can just part with $5 today. And you know what?
Can I get a
Jackson? You're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to support the Pocho Hour Power. And you're going to know you've done something good for the day.
That's right. And help the people.
And you know what? And Jeffrey might say your name on the air.
That's and right. Guys, we only have a minute left, literally.
Oh, no.
So once again,
no.
Los Tucanes de Tijuana.
The last person who calls in before we're off the air with $5, Jeffrey's going to say your name.
With $500.
$500.
We will call you from the station next
That's
Friday
right.
on the show.
Hey, let me thank Frank Contreras for being on with us and helping us promote.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you, Oz, for doing our sound. Thank you, Gary Baca, the 5G producer of the show. Thank you, Jeffrey Keller.
Thank you, Lalo.
Thank you, myself. And I want to thank War and everyone that supports Jackson Brown. And all the folks that called in, thank you so much. Everybody else, keep calling. 818-985-5735. Donate to keep the Pocho Hour Power on the air.
Yeah, and, we're feeling ourselves.
That's right. And Los Tucanes tickets, $100 pledge. This is happening at the Pacific Amphitheater, August 23rd, 7:30 with Contigo FN. They're the opening act. Also, the War LP, $60 each. Get yourself two for $120. War 50th Anniversary Concert at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center, October 23rd. Get those tickets, $100 donation, or the Cindy Santana CD, $65 donation, or get it on LP for $100, and both will be signed. All right, guys, that's it.
Give me a dollar. Call in. Give me a dollar.
Give it.
As a KPFK listener, you expect to hear smart conversations about important issues every time you turn on the radio. We bring you facts and analysis, not partisanship or hype.